What also happened last week then that makes you feel like the fix is in professional football?
Well, you mentioned the Lions-Bears game, and that was the thing that, you know, we can debate the call, whether it was a correct call, a bad call, whatever, and I don't think that really matters. What I think matters and should matter to fans is immediately how fast the NFL, like, circled their wagons around that call. And I've been watching football for 30 years, and I've never in my life, even in the Super Bowl, seen what happened in that game.
Yeah, I have to say it was new for me, and I'm a lifelong NFL fan. I'm willing to give, hey, as much as the next guy, I'm willing to give the Bears a break. It doesn't hurt my feelings that the Lions lost, but I thought it's the way they lost that looked just really suspicious.
Well,
something about that call was so lame and technical and bizarre, and I don't know.
What I think was even more bizarre was the fact that actually in the broadcast, while the referees were in the booth reviewing the call in instant replay, Fox Sports went back to their home studio in Los Angeles and actually had the former head of NFL officiating sitting there in their studios waiting for a call like this to happen. And they interviewed the guy while they were doing this.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, though. That was the first time I've ever seen a former official being essentially on retainer and being brought in on special occasions like that to talk about a call. I thought that's sort of a good sign in a way that they finally realized that, you know, the guys in the booth, they know what they know, but why not handle it in real time as opposed to all in the post game?
But why even was the guy there? That's the interesting thing, is why would they need him? I mean, I've never seen it happen in all my years of watching football. And then in the Sunday night game, it was very interesting. I thought at halftime, they had Bob Costas discuss the call, and you could clearly see the guy was reading off a teleprompter for all of, you know, Bob Costas' history in professional sports. He's a guy who should be able to just do these things off the cuff.
I don't know.
Reading off a teleprompter, and basically back in the NFL statement, in fact, if you watch a lot of the football coverage, everybody backed the NFL's call as saying it was a correct call, whereas every fan I've ever talked to about this call has basically said, how could you not rule that a touchdown?
Well,
it's a debatable point.
No,
but
no,
the interesting thing is, too, that Howard Cosell, and I just read his book that he wrote years ago, he said one of the reasons he stopped broadcasting on Monday Night Football is he no longer wanted to be a shill for the NFL. And he literally wrote, I don't want to be a shill for the NFL anymore. And here Bob Costas apparently has no problem being a shill for the NFL.
Well, okay. I'm gonna come to my broadcasting brethren's defense on that a bit, Brian. And I'll say this. I don't know whether or not he really believes it. So I don't know that he's shilling. If you can show me that he doesn't believe it and he just said it because somebody was, you know, holding a gun to his head off camera, I believe you. But part of that is, regardless of whether he was reading off a teleprompter because he wanted to get his words exactly right, I do think your grander point about how everybody immediately fell in line at a certain level. Like, I went over to ESPN.com and I was reading all of these columns there. Now, maybe there was a dissenting opinion and I just didn't see it, but everything I read broke down. Oh my God, those referees sure got that call right. Didn't look like it, but it really is right. And it was right down the line. Anybody that can benefit from the NFL sees as a good business decision, it's smart to get behind whatever it is that the NFL has declared, you know, that they're going to stand behind, that there's no point in embarrassing the NFL. So it was such a terrible call, I thought, or such a bizarre call anyway, that the fact that there was so little public dissent and that everybody immediately agreed, oh yeah, tough call, too bad line, sorry, you got to move on. Here was my question to you. In that Lions-Bears game last week, and regardless of whether people saw the game or care about professional sports, I think they can relate to this. That pass came from Sean Hill, who was, you know, he was a Minnesota Viking. He was like a second, third-string Minnesota Viking guy. They let him go. He went to the Niners. They let him go. And he gets picked up eventually by the Lions. If that pass had come from Sam Bradford, right, their big number one.
Bradford's on the Rams. Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford, sorry, yeah. from Matthew Stafford, who's kind of their, you know, the big exciting new franchise player for the Lions. If that had come from Stafford, would that have been the same call? That was my question afterward. Did that have anything to do with the players involved as opposed to, you know, the profile, the high profile players almost always seemingly get an extra break. They get an extra step. They get an extra hit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You see that all the time. I mean, NBA referees, it seems like, you know, LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, they play a different game than everybody else.
Yeah,
I don't know if they would have given Stafford that much leeway or not. The interesting thing, too, I think, is it's a lowly Bears-Lions game. I mean, it doesn't really, you know, in the grand scheme of things, the Lions aren't going to be anything this year, and likely the Bears aren't going to be anything this year. So why make all this fuss about this game? But I think you're right. Overall, it's amazing how fast the league circled their wagons around this play and this call.
Right.
And it really just showed how much power they have within their media and their affiliates that they can basically, down the line, have everybody agree with the NFL stance on this.